Black Beauty by Anna Sewell, first published in 1877. This recording of the full-length reading of Black Beauty by Anna Sewell was produced in 1993 by Joss Recordings, which holds the copyright thereto. Neither this recording nor any part thereof may be reproduced or used for any purpose without prior written authority from Joss Recordings. This edition is distributed exclusively by Books on Tape, Incorporated. This book is read by Donata Peters. The following information about the book and its author is included for the interest of our listeners. Anna Sewell was born in 1820 into a well-to-do Quaker family in Yarmouth, England, at a time when horses did all the work now done by car, bus, tram, taxicab, delivery van, and truck. Horses were ubiquitous in city and country. Many were ill-housed, ill-nourished, and abused, and no laws protected them. Anna, who loved horses as a little girl, had an accident at 14 which left her a semi-invalid for the rest of her life. "My ankles," she wrote at the time, "are twisted like the leg of the wagon horse who fell on the frozen cobbles last year and had to be shot." Perhaps it was her own suffering that made her sympathetic to the plight of these much exploited creatures. Lame for the rest of her life, she relied on horses to give her mobility and independence. Bedridden in her 50s, she began to write Black Beauty, a horse's story told from its own point of view, as a way of repaying her debt to her four-legged friends, hoping, in her own words, that it might help people to understand what gentle and devoted friends horses can be. Perhaps it might make men a little kinder to their faithful horses.